All right, welcome back to Squawk 1200. We had a quick tire change, 1232. I'm Fareed Guillot, along with Paul Prydecker, in the studio from NASA, speaking about the Echo Demonstrator, which I believe is a 737.
Currently, it's a 777.
Oh, now it's 777. So you were right, Paul.
I told you. Yeah.
I looked up on the website. I saw a 737, but we'll talk about that. Othman Benafon is here. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the 777 that you're working with.
All right. So particularly, we're working with our partners Boeing on a 777 that we were flying, a new technology known as the Smart Fiji. It stands for Shape Memory Alloy Reconfigurable Technology Vortex Generator. Mm-hmm. So you have vortex generators in a lot of aircraft. The majority of them are static, so they have one shape during the entire flight profile. We want to change that. We want to make them such that you can move them when you don't need them, and you can pop them out when you need them.
Oh.
So that's the Smart VG version of it. And the test article is on the ECO-D of this year, 2022 and 2023.
So I'm imagining traditional VG sitting on the leading edge of the wing, or, you know, just a little bit positioned behind, mm-hmm. and you want to move them. Does that mean they retract into the wing?
Yeah. Basic operation, think about it, that you have these VGs that are deployed on taxi and takeoff. The aircraft goes up, let's say 32,000 feet, temperatures gets cold, this Smart VG stays stow away and mm-hmm. stays that way for the entire cruise condition. You start coming down, air temperatures gets warmer, the Smart VGs come out. And there's a reason why we call them smart, because the material they're made of is what makes them smart and what activates them, actually.
Really? Is it like a mesh or a...
No, so we, in an aircraft, if you have a great aircraft, you have a great device. And you have a great device if you have a great material. And you have a great material if you have the right design. Mm-hmm. So we took it from the atoms level, and we created something known as shape memory alloy. It's a metal with a memory. Mm-hmm. So you have actuators that are motors or hydraulics mm-hmm. or pneumatics. In this case, the metal is the actuator. A piece of metal that you can put memory into it. So during the hot temperatures, when you're on the ground, the metal's warm. It has one memory, one form. And as it takes off, it gets warmer. The metal senses temperature, and it stows the VGs away. So the metal itself is a sensor, and the metal is the actuator. So you don't add a lot of baggage to the VG, you don't have a lot of weight to it, but at the same time, you can manipulate them in positions as you fly.
So you're saying it has a memory. Does it remember who are the good pilots and the bad pilots?
It depends if you like them or not.
So just do it for our audience, just a quick primer on vortex generators and how they benefit the airplane.
So vortex generators have, depending on what aircraft, they have several functions. For example, one of them is attaching the flow to the wing. When you take off, you want that flow to be attached. So, but when you are cruising condition, you are at cruise altitude, you don't necessarily need them. So you have drag that you can remove, and some conditions you have noise that you can remove. So drag and noise. And we're always after an efficient aircraft. Efficiency comes in the form of better drag conditions and in terms of fuel, less fuel consumption, but it also comes in the form of comfort. You want to be sitting in an aircraft and you want to be quiet. You want to have a real good relaxed time, so less noise. So those are the two things that we target as far as the Smart VG, to be able to have an efficient aircraft by reducing noise and reducing drag.
And I suppose if you can accomplish it on a 777, then the applications can be put onto other aircraft as well.
Absolutely. This is scalable to different material forms, but it's also scalable to different platforms. If you have a 777, if you have a 787, if you have a Cessna, if you have a car driving down the street that uses VGs, you could, like race cars, for instance, you could potentially use the same technology and have something that adapts to different conditions.
Are you seeing this as something that's going to be a new aircraft only, or can it be retrofitted?
Both of them, I think. I think future aircraft, we hope to see them being developed with this in mind, but we're developing in a way that mimics what's on the aircraft already. So in a way, if you have those glue-on that you go and glue everywhere out there in the field, if you go out and walk, hopefully this will be some version of that that you can go put in there and allows you to create this better efficient aircraft.
So the testing protocol for this, did it start in perhaps wind tunnels and work up, or... We put them on a 777 and we're doing tests.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Okay.
So certainly, even before the wind tunnel, we started in the lab.
Yeah.
We started just looking at the metal. Can it have a memory, number one? can it have the right memory? Because you want it to turn a VG up and down, not back and forth, for instance. So it started atomic level material system design, and then we took it to the lab component design, and then we did wind tunnels, and then we went into the EcoD eventually, this last one that we did in 2022 on the 777-200ER, where we tested them at 32,000 feet, 40,000 feet with our partners Boeing to measure the performance. You want to see these things that work and what you get out of them.
And is it NASA pilots that will be doing this, or is it Boeing pilots?
No,
or
the Eco Demonstrator is run by Boeing.
Okay.
So we partner with Boeing in this scenario, mm-hmm. where we do part of the design, the materials and the alloys, and the Boeing do the configurations of the VGs, and they also fly the plane at the condition that we would like to evaluate.
We're speaking with Othman Benifon of NASA, talking about the Eco Demonstrator and how memory metal is kind of leading the way for a new way to use vortex generators. Another thing I was thinking about, and that is, how does that, I suppose you've been studying how that affects the performance. Has there been any change to like control laws in the airplane, and is it, you know, precipitated down into some of the systems and how the airplane interprets it?
Yes, absolutely. So we have several versions of these vortex generators. We have ones that I just described where it's autonomous. You go up there and it does its thing with the weather environments. We also have other versions where you can control them. And the idea in mind is you can propagate this technology throughout other things. It doesn't just have to be vortex generator. It could be a control surface. It could be other things that you would like to control during the aircraft. And you can tie it to the control algorithms of the aircraft. You can deploy it or have it 45 degrees or different conditions. And also enables new places, not just replacing a flap with a new actuator, but think about things that you couldn't move before just because an actuator doesn't fit or too heavy or too bulky. Now with these metals, you can eventually fit them in tiny places and enable new motions on the aircraft and eventually lead to a better efficient aviation.
I'm of an age where NASA and space program were one and the same. I watched the Mercury missions as a kid, and you know, the Gemini and Apollo program and all this. But this is clearly, NASA is far more than that. I mean, you are really trying to be in various segments of the entire market.
So, and it has been that way. The first A in NASA is aeronautics. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of things in aeronautics, from supersonics to hypersonics to air mobility. And with that comes a lot of material science to enable those things. Whether it's for aeronautics or space, the technology could be applicable to these technologies.
And your forerunner, NACA, I mean, I think that some of the airfoils that were designed are still kind of true today. Some of the research done with that and those numbers that people use.
And we look forward to this VGs to be that future example.
Yeah, so you can come up with a new airfoil standard that people could use.
That's the hope.
Where are you located on the grounds here? If somebody wanted to come by and visit and learn more about what you're doing.
If you would like to see it, we have an active demonstration of this active VG, and we also have a demonstration of shaped memory alloys in our NASA pavilion.
Oh, wonderful. And that's not the only thing there, so you can definitely spend an hour in there or more just checking out all the things, but this, I'm going to make some time for this. I'm really interested in
what we look forward to seeing you there.
One of the things that we were talking about just earlier is the need for people and careers, and I'm assuming that NASA is also looking for people to help fulfill their missions. There must be career opportunities.
All the time. We always look for passionate people to work at NASA, anywhere from an engineer to botanist to all sorts of disciplines. And if anyone is interested, again, they can come to our pavilion. We have folks that are working on giving information, for example, to internships for those students out there looking for internships, or for those looking for employment, we can provide you with more information.
Othman, were you here when this project, were you on the project when it started? They just drop it down and says, okay, make us some new vortex generators kind of thing, or you just kind of stumbled across, how was the kind of the inception for that?
So it was a progression. We had, before the vortex generators, we had other projects that sort of tried to move wings. And it was a little more complicated, and it was at a lower technology readiness level. And then with our partners, Boeing's, we talked about having a vortex generator that more, can this be done using the metals? Well, initially, it was an idea. we tried it in 2018 and 2019 in the lab, and now it's on flight test on an aircraft. So it's just a matter of time, I hope, that this becomes the normal operation of vehicles out there.
Mm-hmm. Where's this being done? Where's this operation occurring? I'm sure it's a team effort all around NASA, but where's the work being done?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just sitting here with you talking about it, but there's an army of people behind us.
Sure.
So the alloy design and the formulation is happening at NASA Glenn Research Center. But we are one NASA family. We have other people at NASA Ames, for example, that are modeling and doing calculations of how atoms sit together. And then once you have this formulation, we send it to the other center to do testing. And from that, with our partner, Boeing, which they do a lot of intricate designs of the vortex generators. They install them on the aircraft. They study this computer, the CFD, the fluid dynamics of it, and how it operates. What's the drag condition? What the noise? And ultimately makes it into an aircraft, and you have to fly this aircraft up mm-hmm. and down. So it takes a lot of people and a lot of effort to make such a small thing. Mm-hmm. But that small thing could revolutionize things in the future.
You alluded to that a little bit earlier, and that is... Where are we at where it's going to start to get integrated on airplanes? When are you going to be happy that the bulk of the research, obviously you're always testing, but yeah. where you think it's going to be something that can be applied practically?
Well, certainly in my lifetime. And I'm 4 years old, so, but the idea is that in the near future, in the future when new airplanes start coming out, so we're targeting that window, mm-hmm. right? So right now we're still in testing phase. We want to just not just test one time, one flight. We want to make sure that this device lasts for the entirety of the aircraft life, 10 years, 20 years, whatever. So we have to test those conditions. Is that what we're doing now? We want to answer those questions. So efficiency is one thing, but we want to have safety too. We don't want a VG coming off and or not functioning the way we want it.
So when Boeing comes out with that NMA, this might be part of one of the new fancy features of it. Othman Benafon, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
He's with our NASA Glenn Research Center talking about the Echo Demonstrator. You're listening to EAA Radio.